بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Today we begin the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Amongst the Asma al-Husna, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's attribute, Allah Ta'ala's name Al-Kabir. Like how you find in Salah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, Allah is the greatest. So Al-Kabir, the great. That is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Al-Kabir, the great. When you say Akbar, Allah is the greatest. There's no comparison to the greatness, the majesty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And we find in the du'as of a person when he enters the haram of Makkatul Mukarrama also, that we find in kitab that a person when he sees the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he sees the house of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then he should say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. He should say, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. When a person becomes awestruck, Subhanallah, he sees the majesty of the house of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Sufyan Thawri Rahimullah Ta'ala, he met Ja'far bin Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayh, and he asked him that how come when he comes to a Hajj, that Hajj is Al-Hajj wa Arafah. Amongst the Fara'is of Hajj, there are two. One is to be in Arafah on the 9th of Zulhijjah, and Tawafu Ziyarah. وَلْيَتَوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. Allah Ta'ala gives the command to make Tawaf of the ancient house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Sufyan Thawri asked the question, why is it that for Hajj you have to leave the Haram area? You have to leave the Haram. Mina Muzdalifah is part of the Haram, within the Hudud and the boundaries of the Haram. When it comes to Arafah, it's out of the Hudud and the boundary of the Haram. He said, how is that that you have to go out? Allah Ta'ala, so to say, chases you away. They put the Haram on, and now leave the Haram area. So he says that the Ka'batullah is the Baytullah, is the house of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the Haram area, Hijabuhu, is the hijab of the Baytullah. It covers it, and it encompasses the Baytullah. So he says, when he comes to Arafah, that is the Babuhu. It is the door to the house of Allah. Allah says, right now you're not clean enough, go out. Go to Arafah and purify yourself. Go there and cry upon your sins. So the Haji goes out, for one day he stays at the boundary, so to say, at the in Mina. Then Allah Ta'ala says, now you leave completely, now go out. So he goes to Arafah and he says, and Allah Ta'ala says, now you stand there and you make wukuf, yatadarra'una ila Allah. Now cry before Allah. Ya Allah, I want to enter once again. Ya Allah, take all the first one again. So he cries to Allah. I want to enter again. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him. He says, هذا الباب الأول. This is the first door. Allah says, come to Muzdalifah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made two du'as, made many du'as. The day of Arafah, two du'as were unaccepted. حَتَّ الدِّمَاء وَالْمَظَالِمِ حَتَّ الدِّمَاء وَالْمَظَالِمِ made du'a, Ya Allah, forgive the oppressor of my ummah, and Ya Allah, you reimburse the oppressed one. Allah said, not accepted in Arafah. Ya Allah, even the qatil and the murderer of my ummah, forgive him also. Reimburse the maqtul and the murdered one. Allah says no. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Muzdalifah, restless. Then after Fajr Salah, once again wukuf. So they say Al-Muzdalifatu, they say Al-Babu Thani. This is the second door to enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, they also you cry, يَتَدَرَّعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. They cry to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried and pleaded to Allah, Ya Allah, forgive the oppressor also of my ummah, forgive him also, and forgive the murderer also. And he cries, he would say, gir-girana, like how a baby, how he drops to the floor, how he rolls around, يَتَدَرَّعُونَ, cry to Allah. Until message came from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Nabi, that I've accepted that dua also. Even the oppressor of your ummah and the murderer also, I will forgive you, he makes tawbah. That day shaitan stamped his leg, stamped his feet and threw sand on his head. He says, now I'll make so much effort for a person to make zulam, to become a murderer, but before he is mort, if he makes tawbah, Allah shall accept it. Accept every person's tawbah besides the person who makes shirk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika limay yasha. Every other sin Allah will forgive. When it comes to shirk, Allah will not forgive. Then Allah says, now, Ibanda ita taharun, that now he's pure and clean, that now you may re-enter. Now you come shining now, back to Baytullah, now the hijab is removed, the doors are removed, and now see the tajalli of Allah. Now you are fit to come back, now you are sinless, all your sins are forgiven, like a newborn baby. Now you come for tawafu ziyara. And now you enjoy yourself in the company of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, may Allah give us tawfiq to go over and over again. So when he comes, a person enters the Baytullah, then he should, when he sees the Ka'batullah, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, that thank Allah, Ya Allah, you made the Baytullah so small. We know a king now, when he builds his palace, how big he makes the palace according to his shan, the wealth he has, and he has to impress the people, the other kings, prime ministers, this is a royal palace. Allah Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings, Allah's great rahmat and karam upon the ummat. Allah knows how weak we are. Allah Ta'ala had to make now the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, according to his shan. And Allah said, now you must go. 7 times around, whole life will take us. We won't finish it. Allah made it mukhtasar. Allah Ta'ala made it small. Allah Ta'ala says, now you make tawaf. When a person comes to Baytullah, and he sees the Ka'batullah, so many years you're reading salah towards the Ka'batullah, now finally is in front of you. As Hakim Sahib says, waqtul mukhtanam aagaya. The opportune time of my life has come now, here. He says, now my chest is stuck to the multazam. The tears are flowing down. That now finally the time of my life has come. This is the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person sees the Baytullah, he becomes awestruck. Ya Allah, look at the majesty of it. Look at the grandeur, the beauty of the Baytullah built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. What a Nabi of Allah. And his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. So then to Allah desires from you that then to remember the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah is not the maqsood. That's not the objective. That's not the goal. So you say, La ilaha illallah. When you see the Baytullah, you say, La ilaha illallah. I don't worship this Baytullah, I worship Allah still. There is no ilaha besides my Allah. Amara koi sahara nahi. There is no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib will say, Ashiqana tarjuma of La ilaha illallah. The translation of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah. Simple translation, there's no deity, no one worthy of worship besides Allah. He says the person who loves Allah, his translation is different. Ya Allah, there's no support in life. There's no one for me in life, Ya Allah, besides you. There's only you and me and nobody else. I don't need anybody else, Ya Allah, I've got you. So the person says, La ilaha illallah. Although he's so awestruck, but he negates. He says, Ya Allah, I only worship you. Allahu Akbar, he says, Allahu Akbar min hadha al-bayt. Ya Allah, you are greater than this house also. Although now it looks so big to me. So many years performing salat was Baytullah, now I'm standing right over here. At the capital of the universe, Allah Ta'ala Tajalli, Allah's arsh is upon, above the Baytullah. Malaika making tawaf there, Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Every one of them in tawaf around the Baytullah. How many are buried there also? All the saliheen, all the pious, the tabi'een. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what qurbani, what was given there around the Ka'batullah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Abu Musa Sha'ari radiallahu anhu, what qurbani they gave over there for deen to come to us. Ya Allah, I'm standing right over here. As the ulama say, only that sand around the Baytullah was still there, and Allah Ta'ala gave that sand the power to speak, what incidents he would have narrated to you. That sand will tell you about the back of Bilal, the Shahadat of Sumayya, and the torture of Ammar bin Yasir and Umm Shariq radiallahu anha, what they went through around this place over here. And today we are standing there under the same Baytullah for us to go back in time and appreciate, Ya Allah. You brought us all the way over here, but Allah is still greater than the Baytullah. Allahu Akbar. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kabir, the Great. Al-Kabir is such an exalted being that everything else is lower in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most great. And nothing is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, all greatness is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is not dependent on anybody for anything. And this you see also in amal of hajj. We don't like to give the example, but we only understand, unfortunately, some things now when we explain the opposite. And sometimes the opposite to the ideal to explain. But when we have this World Cup, how many years preparation or months beforehand? And I don't think they get a crowd of 3 million there for the World Cup. But you know the logistics. And how much you're going to prepare the entire country, and the stadium, the whatever it be now, whether it be the eating houses, enough supplies for all the people, etc. It's like a whole hype in the entire world. I don't know the figures of how many people come for it. We don't know also. But the people go for it, and then too, not everything goes according to plan. But subhanAllah, when it comes to Hajj, it's so dynamic. Hajj that you have almost 3 million people, maybe more also, and limited place and space, and limited time. We have to get there by this cut off time within that area. How it's done? It's at the Saudi Hukumat. Yes, Allah Ta'ala uses them, Allah enables them, but this is Al Kabir. Not dependent on anyone whatsoever. No comparison to Al Kabir, the one that is great. The one that is great shows his greatness during Hajj. How everybody reaches Arafah. How they all come to Mina. So many millions of them, and when it comes to Makkatul Mukarrama, we know the biggest problem, so to say, there is water. But they've got Zamzam. But when it comes to general usage of water, it's a dry land. It's nothing. Then the heat, 45 degrees, 48 degrees. People now getting dehydrated, etc. But how Allah Ta'ala takes care of everything? The feeding, and the food, and the drinking, everything else. That's why they say when it comes to Hajj, have only husn zan of Allah, have only good thoughts of Allah. As you think of Allah, Allah will treat you. Allah will give you a royal Hajj within yourself, although now it's hot outside, Allah will keep you cool inside. The heat is from Allah, coolness is from Allah. All the asbab and all makhluk of Allah, Allah can keep you. A little, one piece of roti, Allah will fill you up also. One drink of water, Allah Ta'ala will satiate you. But if you look at the agent, and I look at the hukumat and the government, you are there not to look at them, you are there to negate them. That they can't do anything for me. Allah brought me, Allah has hosted me. And Allah will take care of me. Allah will hear us saying this. So the Hajj has to go with this and come back with this also. Is to go with this, with his heart brimming with the muhabbat of Allah, yaqeen of Allah, tawakkul upon Allah, and good thoughts of Allah. Now, because he trusts his wealth, that I paid so much, so I'm deserving of so much. When he saw the makhluk, no comparison to Al-Kabir. No matter what a big company he may have, what a big agent he may be, what a big government he may be, but how many complaints you'll find now? You couldn't get one plate of food. There was no water in the camp. Because you regard others as Kabir besides Allah. Because you took them to be big. So Allah says, I'll hand you over to him. If you regard me, I will send it to you. And where it will come from, how it will come, who will carry it for you? Subhanallah, somebody will carry the water. He had too much by him, found you in the way, put it in your hand. Ya Allah, where's the water came from? Where this person brought it from? And I just put it into my hand. Allah Ta'ala shows so many times like that. Allah Ta'ala supplies and Allah Ta'ala feeds like this. So there Allah Ta'ala shows his shan also during Hajj. That how in the Eid al-Hijjah, all the hadith have to be in Mina. Almost 3 million of them in that small place, all have to put over there. The next day, 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, now all the hajjis are going one direction, all towards Arafah. And how they get to Arafah also. Allah Ta'ala made a system that they all reach over there, all get their place. But the way it is, but they got their place. The whole thing is to be there on the day of Arafah. And now all that logistics will start now from Arafah. After sunset, all have to get to Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah between Arafah and Mina. All have to foot there, all have to get there to make the wukufi Muzdalifah the next morning. Everybody reaches there, you have all the traffic jam and the buses and everything, but people, they still get there. And they make the wukuf. And the people ask now, when it comes to pelting, the jamarat, how many stones to carry? You got now, the 10 to pelt, one jamara, then 11, 12, 13. Altogether 70 pebbles. Per person, times 3 million. Now where are you going to find it now? Allah supplies it, is there. Every year people are picking up. Every year. Allah's Qudrat, Hadith Sharif says that those stones that are accepted, that throw towards the Jawara, those that are accepted, Allah uplifts them to the skies. Allah Ta'ala takes it away. But no shortage. It's still over there. Allah Ta'ala still supplies. That is Al-Kabir. How is happening? People are picking up, still taking stones and they are going pebbles. So all that happens now, on the night of Muzdalifah, The next day is dua, and the hadith is going to leave now towards Mina to Pell, Jamratul Aqaba, and how that is happening also. From there, the labbik stops there now, on the day of pelting. Once you start pelting, labbik stops now. Labbik stops, and now all are proceeding back to Makkatul Mukarrama to make tawaf or ziyarah. Yes, the rush is there, everything, but everybody gets a chance. Everybody makes a tawaf or ziyarah, makes a sa'i also. How it happens, Allah's Qudrat. Allah shows you the small place like that now. The small place like that, how everything is happening. If you have to give this to any other country and tell them, now put your minds together. We're getting 3 million people coming to the airport. And now you got to take care of them. One person had a good observation. He said, look at before, the Saudi government gives so much of water they distribute. How much is it costing them to distribute all this water? Millions of bottles. So somebody said, it is cheaper for them to distribute water than to treat dehydration. So better they give you water free than treating you for dehydration. Allah system. So all that is still carrying on, alhamdulillah. Zamzam, no end to it. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Kabir. Allah's greatest is showing in Zamzam water how many thousands of years still flowing. No shortage. How many thousands, 100,000 of liters every day going to Madinah Munawwara only. There people are drinking. Here people are drinking, people are taking home. How many people are taking throughout the world are taking zamzam. All the barakat and qurbani of Hajar and Ismail, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, where the father was in the path of Allah, the Hajar is making qurbani and sacrifice. That is why we hear the hadith that Hajj is a jihad for the masturat. It's jihad for them. The Hajar, what the jihad was for her? To leave her husband just with the child alone. So yes, whatever rewards the men will get for going in jihad, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give them masturat now during Hajj time. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-kabir, whoever is dependent and in need can never be great. Makhluq is not independent, is dependent on someone. If you're dependent on someone, you can never be great. Great is only the one that is independent, Allahu Samad. Allah is completely independent. Allah needs nothing from the makhluk. Doesn't need our ibadat, doesn't need our salah, doesn't need our tasbihat, doesn't need our durood, our Quran tilawat. Allah doesn't need it. We are doing it for the pleasure of Allah, but the benefit is ours. We are doing it for our own benefit, not to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Kabir is that being whose greatness in reality is apparent in the rivers, oceans, jungles, mountains, skies, the depths and open space of the land. We see the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has given man also such intelligence. How he cuts through the mountains. He makes tunnels in there. Subhanallah, we find in Mina, etc. How they make those tunnels. Right through the mountains. Solid rock, Allah ta'ala has given man such intelligence that you can cut through that now. And make a pathway for people to make it easy for them to do the manasik of Hajj. So whether it be the rivers, it be the oceans, the jungles, the mountains. And the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala showed his greatness also. When there was no food there, Allah Ta'ala says barren land, not a blade of grass also. But when he made the dua, when he left his wife, and he left his child, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, Allah, give them the fruits. Give them the fruits. And the best range in the world you'll find there. Makkatul Mukarram, Madinatul Munawwara. And what's very ajeeb about the place also, the simplest food, to say the simplest of foods you'll eat there, tastes different also. Bring it here, it doesn't have the taste. The taste there is different also. Allah Ta'ala has made it like that. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Makkatul Mukarram. Ya Allah, for barakat in Makkah. Give them the best of foods. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Madina Munawwara. Barakat in the mud. And the food and the fruits of Madina Munawwara. So blessed places. There you will get the best. Although now, dry land is nothing there really. Nothing can grow. But Allah Ta'ala provides the best of foods now in a place where it can't even grow. But Allah Ta'ala is bringing it over there. So Allah Ta'ala shows his greatness is apparent in the rivers, the oceans, the jungles, the mountains, the skies, the depths and open space of land. The open space of land in Muzdalifah, subhanallah. How you can accommodate 3 million people in one night? Such a small place. But then too, as you're driving there, you see this place is full. How you going to get place over here? But you just maneuver a little bit, you find one spot there, another spot there, and 20 people will get place. How it happens is mind-boggling. Then you see the bathroom, the toilets, I don't think I'm going to get a chance over there. Go But you go stand there a little while and you see the barakat. This is all barakat now. Barakat in your time, barakat in your life. This is barakat in life. That way you thought there was no place to steep, Allah Ta'ala made a space. That's barakat. Where you thought now you won't get a chance to go to the toilet, Allah Ta'ala showed you the barakat. This is what you talk about barakat. Barakat in a person's iman, his a'mal, his taqwa, in his life, in his time. Barakat in everything. That he went on a budget hajj, but Allah Ta'ala gave him 10 star. Person paid for 10 star, he says there was no water available. So like we just paid for nothing. So barakat, this is what we're crying to the ummah. They don't run behind figures. Then I'm going to increase my bank balance. Do the amal of barakat. Fajr Salah is the biggest barakat. Biggest barakat is Fajr Salah. And in Sharia, the biggest deception ulama explained in Dine Islam is the simplicity of the amal. It's nothing fancy. There's no glitter and glamour. Is it really so much behind this? Yes, it is. There is so much behind it. Behind the Fajr Salah, everything is there. Behind the Asr Salah, everything is there. Man salla al-bardain dakhala al-jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that person who performs the two cool namazes, his Fajr Salah and his Asr Salah, dakhala al-jannah, he's already got his jannat. He's entered Jannah already. Doesn't mean other namazes, but these two are the most difficult ones. Fajr time, person is sleeping, can't wake up. And Asr time, all the garaks are coming now, business. Customers are coming. Now the container is coming. Now delivery is coming. He says, Asr time. Now what do I do? To close up, I have to go for Salah. We're living in Barakat. Barakat is there, Allah Ta'ala has kept it there. Allah has kept it there. The maqsood and the objective is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat keeps on reminding us, we are working for our Jannat. We are working for Akhirat. We are working for Akhirat, and this point we have to reiterate all the time. The Tali Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah made us primarily for His Ibadat. Allah made this body, Allah made the brain, Allah made the heart for His remembrance. This we have to remember, but this we forget. Hazrat explained also, he says, I'm checking some masla, some hadith, some tafsir, whatever it is. So it's playing on my mind. The masla is playing on my mind. Many things on my mind, he said, I will note it down. Note it down. Note it down. Although it's a masla, although it's tafsir, although it's hadith. But he would say, even that is not the maqsood. Teaching that Bukhari or teaching the kitab or checking that masala, that also is not the objective. The objective of all of this is the pleasure of Allah. Now I got that right. But it wasn't pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the objective is the pleasure of Allah. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. So he would say, my mind now, this masala is in my mind, or this tafsir or hadith in my mind, he would say, I would note it down and take the pressure off my brain so I don't have to remember it. I don't forget that masala, don't forget that masala, don't forget that point. You say, I would note it down and get the pressure off my mind, because Allah Ta'ala made my brain, my mind and my heart to remember Him, not to remember the masala. Not to remember some work. And we know in the day we wake up, I must remember this, I must remember that, remember this, remember that. He's thinking about a hard drive. So 15 minutes went, half an hour went, 1 hour went. I didn't say one subhanallah. I didn't read one durood sharif. Just got busy. 2 hours went, meeting, after meeting, then staff and this thing. Car, house, something broke. And you just realize 2 hours went, 3 hours went. I never thought once of Allah. I didn't think, and Allah made me to remember Him. And I didn't think of Allah once. I thought of everything besides Allah. So my day got wasted. There was no barakat in my day. My day was void of barakat. Barakat in my time means that I got the time to remember Allah. Allah Ta'ala made my mind and my heart free to remember Him. There's barakat in my day, barakat in my time. Now that day was a golden day, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I got moments in the day where I made the dhikr of Allah. Whatever work I had, then Hazrat says, if you have to appoint a khadi, appoint an assistant, take down the notes, remind me. So we do this, we do this, we do this, and it's off. But my mind is free. I can sit in my office, I can walk in the shop with tasbih in my hand. Make my dhikr. But now, as I said, we're so busy, we're walking with 2-3 phones. This phone finishes, that phone, this phone. Phones don't leave us. He says, all of a sudden, that qaza akar, that maut will just spring up all of a sudden and will quieten your dunya. Finished. He's gone. Phones are ringing, but nobody can answer. He's not here anymore. Sorry, he's not available. Where is he? He's gone qabrastah. Remove his number. He says, it'll just come all of a sudden. And all those busy phones that were ringing, all of a sudden will just get quiet. His number is now off the service. That's the reality. But he was so busy with this. Then he will go in the qabr. Ya Allah, what happened? It's over. I thought now I'll get the chance to sit down properly Thursday night, make some zikr, durood sharif. Friday I'll go early to the masjid. And I thought now by the time, you know, I'll sort out this thing, I'll just make one more investment, put up that one more building, just sort out a few things for my kids, and then I can. Malakul Maut not going to wait. Here's the tartib and the sequence of coming in the world. The first, so to say, now is great-grandfather, then grandfather, then your father, then yourself, then your son. That's tartib, sequence. For the sequence to leave, there's no sequence. Who's going to go first? We don't know. Doesn't go according to how the pattern was as we came into dunya. You can go reverse also. And it happens just like that. Happens just like that. So Allah Ta'ala made the heart and the brain. This, we're emphasizing this. That think for ourselves today also. That how much time did I get free? That I could just sit down 3 minutes and read 100 times Durood Sharif. I didn't even get that opportunity. 3 minutes. 3 minutes I didn't get also a chance just to take out my tasbih with a free mind and read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or at least third kalima. Or at least some istighfar. The whole day just went. Time got consumed completely. It was a loss. Because the Hadith Sharif says, Jannati will go to Jannat and you will have no regrets in Jannah whatsoever except one. As it says, you'll have bouts of depression will hit him. All of a sudden you see him depressed. Jannati, what happened to you? He says, how I missed those moments in dunya without the remembrance of the beloved. How I forgot. It'd be like a depressing moment for him. How that happened? How that happened? How he missed that opportunity? How did I miss it? He said, that's the only depression, only sadness and regret that Jannati will have in Jannat were the moments that he didn't remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. But you know, depression in dunya habitis. Person missed an opportunity to invest or to be somewhere or to do something. Or he missed a da'wat and told him, hey, what a da'wat you missed. What a chow it was. They tasted it and he's feeling the bitterness now. Just missed out. Just missed out. In Jannat now you can imagine the regret of the Jannati. How? I didn't even realize, I didn't even think, Ya Allah, that you made my brain and my heart to remember you. You made it for your remembrance, but I gave it elsewhere. I gave it to other things besides you, ghairullah. I gave it to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a consciousness for us to come to that level now, that at least, you know, speak our consciences during the day. Hold on, I'm going such a speed in my dunya right now. So fast, hold on. Ya Allah, let me take out some time now. And remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how beautifully Hazrat says, Ajib. They say sitting in the company of mashayikh is gold, my dear brothers. How they explain to us? Allah Ta'ala demands from us to remember me the entire day. The entire huduwa wa ashiya. Remember me the entire day. Allah wants us to remember him. Uzkurullah dhikran kathira. Allah said, remember my dhikr plenty in abundance. So the way it's mentioned in Quran Sharif that to make the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, there's no precondition. There's no precondition, there's no shurut. You don't need wuzu, you don't need ghusl also. The dhikr of Allah. It shows Allah has made a dhikr so easy, you can do it besides the toilet. But that also, they say, that when we exit the toilet, we read dua ghufaranak. Ya Allah, forgive me. Why? They say we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness because that amount of time we were sitting in the toilet, we couldn't make the dhikr of Allah. So for that we ask Allah, please forgive me for that time we couldn't make your dhikr. From that we can understand now how much dhikr we're supposed to be making. That's why we say ghufranak. So Allah Ta'ala demands make my dhikr the entire day. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat says, Allah ta'ala has made it rahmatu lil alameen. He said, my ummah won't make it. They won't manage to make zikr the whole day. When I Imam Hassan Sahib rahmatul alayhi, he used to make zikr of Allah from after Fajr till Zawal every day. One position. His Shaykh Muhammad Ilyas Sahib put him 120,000 la ilaha illallah every day. 120,000 la ilaha illallah every day. His son Muhammad Zubair al-Hassan used to make Durood Sharif every day, 125,000 every day. Durood Sharif. Now, where are we? Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Where we have the minds, the strength. So Allah Ta'ala demands, make my dhikr in abundance. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they make the dhikr of Allah little time after Fajr, little time after Asr. And I will suffice you for the intervening times as if you made my dhikr. As it says, Allah Ta'ala is giving us bargains. Take the bargain. I'm telling you, make a little bit after Fajr, make a little bit after Asr. And the entire intervening times are covered, like you made the dhikr of Allah. But then to be sleeping at that time, Fajr time. And after Asr, we're in Dukan, busy. So Shaitan took that time away from us too. Took the after Fajr time, took the after Asr time also, and the intervening times. So the whole day is gone. And Allah Ta'ala made it so easy, just make it. And then to how much? He said, make little zikr, not too much. 10 times Durood Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you got my intercession. Only 10 times Durood Sharif. Deen is very easy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, inna deena yusru, deen is easy. Wala yushad deenu illa ghalabahu. Any person that will become too heavy in deen, without somebody above him, then the deen will overpower him, will cripple him. Why? He won't manage to keep up too much. Do it in moderation. How much you can manage? Enjoyable. I can manage this much, I'm enjoying it, alhamdulillah. Person now wants to go too high, too quickly, it'll overpower him, it'll make him sit down and leave everything completely. So just these 2 times only, after Asr and after Fajr, just make the dhikr of Allah, Allah says the entire day, you've made my dhikr. Then during the day also, Allah made the mind, Allah made the heart. Many people now were thinking, I want to go ahead, do this and do that, and do much more of this and much more of that. Anything more, we should be doing the dhikr of Allah. Because actually what we are thinking now, I'm a little more of this dunya, then I'll get more free time to make dhikr of Allah. But is that happening still? You know that? Is that happening? More tenants are coming, more headache is coming, more pipes to fix, more electrical problems, although there's load shedding, and there's no water, but then too we're having more problems. And there's no time for dhikr. Now you're phoning more the plumber, more the electrician. And that also when it's coming, that also, make that a dhikr of Allah. Before I can phone the plumber, Ya Allah, what is from you? Say to Allah, what is from you? Allah, electricity is from you. Now you make the call. Now he's only one makhluk, he can't sort it out. Allah will inspire him now because you're connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is Al-Kabir. Allah is great, Allah has everything in control. So we the ones that are dependent on Allah, we make ourselves dependent on the one that is independent. Hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making the dhikr of Allah and just a little bit of dhikr, just a little bit of dhikr and our work will get done. Our work will get done. Hadith Sharif says also, when it comes to making the wife happy, even if you lie to her also you're getting sawab. Allah says that you're getting reward. Tell her the food is nice or she's looking attractive to you. So that you get rewarded for it. Because you're doing it under the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, Hazrat says, you take the name of Allah even in ghaflat, heedless, with negligence, unmindful. When you take the name of Allah, you took the panado by mistake, your headache will still go away. So you take the name of Allah, you took the vitamin C tablet, it will give you the energy for the day. Although you didn't know you took it also, you're so busy with the cell phone. So take the name of Allah even by mistake also, it will still benefit you. So imagine you take the name of Allah with consciousness and more forth. Us are so busy. Allah is ash-shakur. Allah is very, very appreciative. Allah can see banda is so busy, but then too he's breaking away. He's breaking away. Remember, one is the ustaz and the mulisab sitting in the madrasa. That now his time is for that. The man that is busy now, in his dunya, he's already set up his empire around him. Allah appreciates a little time it takes. His asr salah that he breaks away from his dunya is much more valuable. And the one that is not so busy, he's there for his salah. He's ready to do. Marana is there, alhamdulillah. He's going to perform the namaz. But the man that left all that to come here, his salah is a different level now. His fajr salah is a different level. So Allah Ta'ala appreciates it. The little bit you do, Allah Ta'ala magnifies the reward. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا إله العالمين، يا خالقنا ويا رازقنا، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. هو كريم رحيم، الله most kind، الله most forgiving، الله most beautiful، الله most giving، الله most forgiving، الله هو كريم رحيم، الله هو my كريم رحيم، الله forgive us for all our sins، oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our past sins, our present sins, our future sins, O my Allah. O my Allah, our minor sins, our major sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, the sins that are stuck within our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove, Ya Allah, these evil desires, Ya Allah, these inclinations, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Purify and cleanse our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. The pain of your muhabbat and your love, and keep us close to you, my beloved Allah. Oh, Kareem Rahim Allah, accept the du'as of the Hujjaj, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept them, Ya Allah. Forgive them, O my Allah. Forgive all those who made du'a for, O my Allah. Allahumma aghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Oh, my Kareem Rahim Allah, bring maghfirat of the ummah, Ya Allah. Guide the ummah, Ya Allah. Give hidayah to the ummah. Have mercy upon the ummah, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. Accept the labbaik of the hujjaj, O my Allah. Accept the tawaf, O my Allah. Accept the safa marwa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the mina, the muzdalifa, the arafat, the du'as, the iltija. Ya Allah, accept the cries, accept the tears, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are most kind, Ya Allah. You are most, Ya Allah, most kind, most loving, most compassionate, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you call so many, Ya Allah, to your doorstep, O my Allah. Not to reject them, to accept them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, who can compare to your generosity, who can compare to your kindness and your love, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, how you hosted the Hujjaj, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all your du'as on behalf of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a means of hidayat, O my Allah. A means of khair and barakat in the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, turn the tide, Ya Allah, in favor of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, unite the Ummah upon the Haqq, O my Allah. Unite the ulama upon the Haqq, O my Allah. Unite the brothers upon the Haqq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the ummah, O my Allah. Take work from us, O my Allah. Accept our lives, our families, our children. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make taqwa easy for us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, everything around us has become a means of fitna, O my Allah. Ya Allah, dunya supposed to be a place of our ibadat, O my Allah. To make it easy for us, Ya Allah, the tides have turned against the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make the environment for us, O my Allah. Make it conducive to iman and taqwa. Ya Allah, to worship you, to make sajda to you, to take your name with love and muhabbat, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, wherever we look, Ya Allah, there's only fitna and filth, O my Allah. Ya Allah, clean the environment around us, O my Allah. Create the pious environment around us, O my Allah. Put our women folk into hijab and barada, O my Allah. Grant them modesty, O my Allah. Bring it within our home, within our children. Ya Allah, make our children Imam al-Muttaqeen, O my Allah. Make them Imams of Taqwa, Imams of those that have Taqwa. Make us da'is of Deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our dunya easy for us, make our akhirat easy for us. Oh my Allah, save us from haram. Grant us plenty of halal, O my Allah. Use our hearts, our minds, our resources, Ya Allah, for your deen. Ya Allah, free our hearts and our minds for your dhikr, O my Allah. Make your dhikr sweet to us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all the fitness of this world we have tasted, Ya Allah, the haram sweet poison, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove this haram, Ya Allah, inclination of the hearts. Ya Allah, grant the sweetness of ibadat, O my Allah, the sweetness of dua, O my Allah, the sweetness of crying to you. O my Allah, as Khawaja Sahib would say, Khawaja Aziz Hassan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our eyes like, Ya Allah, rivers that flow in your muhabbat and your love. Let the tears flow till they are dry, O my Allah. And let the tears of blood flow from the heart in your muhabbat and your love, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the pain, O my Allah.
إلا remove all the tamannas of the heart, oh my Allah. That the goal is akhirat, the goal is your pleasure, oh my Allah. That you become happy with us, oh my Allah. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam becomes happy with us. Allah, let this goal prevail within our lives, oh my Allah. That we want to make it big in akhirat, oh my Allah. Allah, we don't become yours, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Become gumnam, oh my Allah. That no one knows us, oh my Allah. That we become only yours, ya Allah. That we make Allah, Allah, the entire day. We fall in love with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, make your love and your muhabbat. Ya Allah, make it dominant in our hearts and our lives. Make dunya around us just like that, oh may Allah. That, ya Allah, when the dunya comes, it doesn't come, oh may Allah. But we must come towards you. Ya Allah, you pull us by our forelocks, oh may Allah. With your sympathy, adjustment, power of pull. Oh my Allah, you pull us towards you, Allah. Like how you pull 3 million hujjah towards the Baytullah, oh may Allah. Oh my Allah, pull our lives towards you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, every day, every step, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your yad, in your dhikr, in your remembrance, oh my Allah. Keep us safe from shaitan and nafs, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Bless us, ya Allah, bless our families, our children, our wives, our parents. Entire families get muhabbat, the love and understanding. Forgive us for our shortcomings, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, till mort, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in your mercies. Save us from slipping away from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Becoming distant from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where will we go? Who do we turn to, O my Allah? Keep us close to you. Ya Allah, the fitnas are there on the doorstep, O my Allah. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Rabbi Rahim, O my Allah. Make us among the Azkiya, Atqiya, Asfiya, among the pious ones. Among those that are pure and clean, O my Allah, make our hearts clean, make our eyes clean. Ya Allah, give us good intentions, O my Allah. Give us hearts that are well-wishing for everyone, O my Allah. Save us from the hasad of the hasidin, O my Allah. From the evil eyes of the evil ones, of those that want to harm us, O my Allah. And Ya Allah, at the same time, give us good hearts, Ya Allah, that wish well for everyone, O my Allah. That we have hasad for no one, O my Allah. That we intend evil for no one, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. That we harm no one, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if we unintentionally or intentionally we have harmed anyone, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah, and you repay that person, O my Allah. If anyone has any right upon us, Ya Allah, we have right upon anyone, O my Allah. Give us 2 feet to fulfill it. If anyone has rights upon us, Ya Allah, give us 2 feet to forgive it, O my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah, you repay us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our homes like the homes of Sahaba. Make us like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The jazba, the imani jazba they had, Ya Allah. The emotions they had for deen, the qurbani for deen, the love for deen, the passion for deen, Ya Allah. The motivation of akhirat, O my Allah. How do you say, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhira? Ya Allah, there's no life besides the life of akhirat, O my Allah. Let akhirat be our goal, O my Allah. Let it be every day in front of us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us striving in your path, till our last breath. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from ma'asiyat, Ya Allah. Save us from makruhat, O my Allah. Save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. Make it difficult for us to break your command, O my Allah. Make it easy for us, Ya Allah, to fulfill your command. O my beloved Kareem Rahim Allah. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة make us here Allah مقيم الصلاة and our children oh my Allah keep us in the masjid Ya Allah 5 times daily salah oh my Allah according to how you want salah from us oh my Allah give us that love for salah for takbir ula safi awal make it easy for us oh my Allah to wake up in the morning for tahajjud and to be there for fajr salah Ya Allah our children from young give them love for the masjid oh my Kareem Rahim Allah oh my Kareem Rahim Allah keep us in the masjid in your yad in your dhikr every salah with takbir ula safi awal O my Allah, in the masjid behind the Imam. Ya Allah, you made the limbs for that, O my Allah. Give us the understanding, give us the motivation, give us the passion for it, O my Allah. So dunya at our feet, O my Allah. Let us use it in a proper manner, O my Allah. Save us from opulence, extravagance. Ya Allah, from squandering our wealth and amana that you have given us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us generous hearts, O my Allah. All those have been generous and kind to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you be kind to them, be generous to them, take care of their needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, overlook them and give them the best of dunya and qabr and akhirat, O my Allah. Make us amongst your dhakirin, amongst your abideen, amongst your ashiqeen, amongst your arifin, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep us in the company of the pious, O my Allah. Wa Hazrat wa Allah, give him the best of health. Ya Allah, bless him and his family, O my Allah. Give him barakah, O my Allah. Make him tajul awliya, O my Allah. Accept his khidmat. Ya Allah, whatever taqaza and demand of the time is, O my Allah, put it within his heart, O my Allah, to educate the ummah. Let us understand, O my Allah, what is burning in the hearts of your ashiqeen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let haqq and deen prevail in the world. Accept us of the khidmat of deen. Save us from the fitnas and slipping away. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, open Haramain Sharifin for the entire world. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, protect the Muslims of Palestine. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, only because they believe in you they are being tortured and bombed. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. And then to none of them turn away from Deen Islam. Oh my Allah. Then to they shout their takbir in your name. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, the kuffar, they have pride upon their ammunition and their armor and their army. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have only you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you come to the assistance, oh my Allah. Our brothers are burning in Palestine, oh my Allah. Our mothers, our children are there, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the only reason they are there is because the love of Al-Quds, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, free the masjid. Ya Allah, free Al-Quds, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make it the haram once again, make it free for the Muslims, oh my Allah. Without any restrictions, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give hidayah to the kuffar. If hidayah is written for them, O my Allah, Ya Allah, one by one, Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. The deen prevail, O my Allah. That is the place of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba ikram gave their lives over there. O my Allah, our brothers, keep them strong in those places, O my Allah. Keep them with iman, protect their lives, O my Allah. Accept the shahadat, O my Allah. Let haqq prevail, O my Allah. Let your name prevail, Ya Allah, in the holy land of Palestine, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Wherever in the world the Muslims are being tortured, Ya Allah, they're being oppressed, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep them strong, keep the izzat of our mothers and our sisters, O my Allah. Protect them. Ya my Allah, you have given us so much in this country, O my Allah. What honor you have given our mothers and our wives and our sisters, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't know what's going to happen to them tomorrow, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep them with afiyat in your protection. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Give them victory, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us jazba, give us the imani taqat, O my Allah. When the call will come, that we are ready to give our lives for you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan bi sabilik. واجعل موتنا في بلدك رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت